Hello, Dork Squad. I'm Jonathan Cormer, and you're listening to Dork Tales Storytime, the podcast for kids and their pop culture-loving grown-ups. And this is an inspiring story about a hidden hero of history.
It's a beautiful day for a story, adventure and glory, new friends and old ones too. It's an excellent day to get swept away in a tale, so let us regale you.
Okay, Reg, you got this. You can ride a bicycle without training wheels. I believe in you. Well, that's lovely that you believe in me, Jonathan, but I'm not sure that will be enough to get me through this ridiculous process. Oh, it's going to be okay. You're going to hold on to the handlebars, place your feet firmly on the pedals, and push them forward. I'm going to hold the back of the bike and guide you along until we get to that bench over there. Then what happens at the bench? I'll release you. Release me? Have you lost your mind, Jonathan? I'll crash and break every quill on my body. No. Retrieve my training wheels immediately. Okay. If you don't feel ready, that's all right. We can always try again on another day. No, it shan't wait. They won't let me into the Bippity-Boppity Bicycle Club unless I lose the training wheels. It's been my dream for at least 3 days to join them. They look so cool with their shiny glasses, sleek helmets, and stretchy stretch shorts. Well, then you know what you have to do, Reg. Are you ready? I am ready. Okay. On your mark, get set, here we go! We're going! Yeah, we're going! I'm riding a two-wheeled bicycle! Well, almost. We're at the bench now. And I release you. Woohoo! Goodbye, training wheels. See you never. Oh, keep pushing those pedals, Reg. You got this. I got this. I'm doing it. I can't stop. Oh, Reg, watch out for that. Bush. Are you okay, Reg? My aching back. I think I skinned a knee. All of my knees, actually. Do I have 3 knees? Oh, just leave me here. Save yourself, Jonathan. Oh, Reg, you're okay. Here, let me help you up. Thanks, mate. You know, that was very brave of you. Was it? But I completely failed at it. Well, it's okay to fail. You still mustered up the courage to try. Actually, your courage reminds me of someone. Is it that time again? I think it is, Reg. Today, we're going to talk about a hidden hero of history. And who is the hero, my good friend? Her name was Bessie Stringfield, and she was the happiest on two wheels. Except that the thing she rode wasn't a bicycle. What else has two wheels? A rollerblade? My grandfather Hegemont's walker? Ooh, a suitcase? A motorcycle? A motorcycle? A motorcycle. Bessie Stringfield was the first black woman to cross the United States on her motorcycle in 1930. She rode across the country? I can't even make it past the bench. How did she learn how to do that? She taught herself. She practiced on her upstairs neighbor's motorcycle. When her adoptive mother found out, she reminded Bessie that nice girls don't ride around on motorcycles. Bessie sounds like a bit of a rule breaker. I like her already. That's exactly what she was. When she turned 16 years old, her mother finally gave in and bought her a motorcycle of her own, a 1928 Indian. She must have been delighted. I would imagine she was. She loved riding a motorcycle so much that in 1930, she opened up a paper map, flipped a penny on it, and decided to ride her motorcycle wherever it landed. That started her on her first of 8 journeys across the United States. Oh, how I admire her spontaneity and sense of adventure. Bessie certainly was adventurous. I love adventure just like her, you know. I mean, do you remember my big ride from just over there to this bench? Very true, Reg. But as exciting as this all was, it could also get very dangerous. Oh, did she also crash into bushes? Well, I don't know about bushes, but she faced a lot of other dangers. In 1930, many places were not welcoming to black people. They could be downright dangerous for a black woman who was by herself. Oh no, why were they so dangerous? Do you remember when we talked about racism in the past? When people were treated differently because of their skin color or background? Well, there were racist rules set in place in many southern states called Jim Crow laws. These laws made it so that black people were treated less than white people. They would separate black people from using the same facilities like water fountains or public restrooms as white people. Black children couldn't attend the same schools as white children. In Bessie's case, she would encounter angry white people who would run her off the road, and many motels wouldn't let her spend the night there because she was black. Oh, how awful. So where did she sleep? If she met a friendly black family, she'd sleep in their homes. Or if that wasn't available to her, she'd park in a gas station and sleep on her motorcycle. Sleeping on a motorcycle? I'm uncomfortable just thinking about it. It likely was, but sleeping on a motorcycle wasn't the only time she was uncomfortable. Motorcycles at the time didn't have the same suspension systems that they have today, so every time Bessie hit a bump in the road, she really felt it. And in the 1930s, oh, there were a lot of bumps. What made it so bumpy? Well, today there are major highways that connect all of the states in America. They are wide and paved, making it easy to get from place to place. Kind of like the Parchment Pass in the Land of Once Upon a Time. Exactly. But in the United States, the highway system wasn't put in place until 1956, about 16 years after Bessie's first ride. The quality of roads varied from state to state. Some were paved, but many were not. And can you imagine what it was like when it rained? Slippery and muddy. I shiver at the thought. And it's not like there were motorcycle shops lining the streets of those bumpy roads. If her bike broke down, she had to be her own mechanic. So she was not only adventurous, she was also handy. Yes, and many of her skills were put to good use when she served in the U.S. Army during World War II. She was a civilian motorcycle dispatch rider, carrying messages, documents, and orders between military units. And she was the only woman in her unit, I might add. How very 007 secret agent of her. It all sounds very mysterious. But her military work meant she got to spend even more time riding across the United States with just herself, the open road, and her motorcycle. Her favorite place to be. So what happened to Bessie after the war? Well, in the 1950s, she moved to Florida and bought her own house. She rode around Miami, earning herself the nickname Motorcycle Queen of Miami. Motorcycle royalty? Oh, I love it! Unfortunately, she still faced discrimination or unfair treatment. Police would try and stop her from riding. How dare they put the brakes on her passion? Agreed. But after impressing the police captain with her motorcycle tricks, like figure eights, they never bothered her again. She even started her own motorcycle club, called the Iron Horse Motorcycle Club. Kind of like the Bippity-Boppity Bicycle Club. Do you think they wore stretchy shorts, too? I can't imagine they did. But I bet they wore sleek helmets. Well, if Bessie could be that brave, I guess I could give this whole bicycle thing one more shot. That's the spirit, Reg. If Bessie has taught us anything, it's that even if the road gets bumpy, we can still pick ourselves back up and keep going. All right, let's try this again. You guide me to that bench over there, and then release me. Okay. On your mark. Get set. Go! We're going. We're going. We're at the bench, and I release you. I'm doing it. I'm riding a bicycle. Oh, watch out for that bush. Oh, nice maneuvering, Reg. You're a natural. Bippity-boppity Bicycle Club, here I come. Dork Tales Hidden Hero of History is a John and Character production. This story was written by Rebecca Cunningham, edited by Molly Murphy, and performed by Jonathan Cormer. Sound recording and production by Jermaine Hamilton at Hamilton Studio Recordings. Reach out to us on Instagram or email us at dorktalestorytime@gmail.com. Find links in the show notes or go to dorktalestorytime.com. Now, go be the hero of your own story, and we'll see you next Once Upon a Time.
So gather your squad for all to see. It's a universe that we've imagined. There's twists and turns and lessons learned. This is where the unexpected happens. Join our humble hosts and hit the trails of the wonderful, wacky, wild world of Dork Tales.